Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, you're hanging out with me on the down low. I gotta say, guys, I am so incredibly happy to be back, and I hope you're happy to see me, because we've got a few things to talk about today. So today we have, we have me and my lovely co-host, Lola Lane, who will be on in just a second. But in the meantime, I want to say, you know what, there's nothing better than vacation, because when you get back from vacation, you are so incredibly happy. And then when you come back from vacation, especially when you've been in Vegas, you have so many things to talk about. And you guys know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean, okay? Just want to say, I know you know what I mean. So, you know, we're dealing here with a whole new forum and a whole new board, and I hope you all hear me okay. And if you don't hear me, shout out and say I can't hear you, but I think you can hear me just fine. Hold on just one second here. I'm just going to check here real quick. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm just having a funny moment here. But you know what? I am so happy to be here right now. And just to let Lola know, if she's right there, you know, darling, I know you're coming in the door right now, but you don't need a PIN number. Just go ahead and call in with the number that I gave you. So I just had to say that really quick. She's probably going, what the hell is going on? So I wanted to say hi to everybody. And for those of you who don't know me, really, really quickly, for those of you all who don't know me very quickly, I am Sierra Devi, former person of Sierra Devi, and this is my show, The Down Low, and here we talk about being the other girl. And since I was hanging out in Vegas this weekend, I was thinking, what would be a good subject for this week? And I think a good subject for this week, since, you know, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, and I'm not always very good at keeping things in Vegas, so I'm just going to let you know that right now. And if anyone was hanging out on Periscope with me or hanging out on my Twitter page or my Facebook page, you know I tell it all. I tell it like a T.I. is. That's just how I am. I always tell it like a T.I. is. And I hate it if you don't like it that way, but that's who I am. So you just have to get over it. So without further ado, let me introduce my co-host, Lola Lane. How are you doing, honey bunny?
I'm good. I had trouble calling in. It kept saying, it's not time. You got 15 more
really?
Minutes. Yes.
Well, you know, we have a new format here. So for everyone who doesn't know, it's not us, it's them. We have a new format here, and we're totally getting used to this. And you know how it is when you come on vacation and they throw you with something new and you're like, what the fuck, man?
I'm like, did the time change? You're like, call back 15 minutes to your show. I'm like, it is the show time.
No, you did not miss. Okay, so everyone's saying they hear me. So, okay, so I just want to say really quickly to y'all, real quick, before I get into like dollhouse announcements and all the other beautiful stuff. I'm Sierra Dubai, and it's Lil Lane, and you're listening to the Down Low. And guess what? We want to hear what you have to say. If you want to talk to us, there is a free chat room. And I have just launched it, and I happen to be in the chat room right now, so I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. It's a total free chat room. If you don't want to use your name, that is completely fine with me. Also, you can also call and speak to us live, and the number is 646-595-4038. And again, you don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. We're okay with that. We just want to hear your story because we like to keep it juicy around here, don't we?
We do. Yes, we do.
We keep it juicy. Look, scandal is off right now because, you know, but we're getting scandalous around here because we keep it scandalous all day long.
We sure do. We like it like that.
We like it like that. I have to admit, I am so happy. You know, I don't know about you, Lola, but when I come back from vacation, I'm usually pretty happy. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Me
I'm
too.
Also very tired.
Me too. Tired, happy, yeah.
Mhm. And look, a little bit hungover. I think the only person who loses weight on vacation because I drink so much when I'm on vacation. By the time I come back, I can't even stand the look of champagne. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I gain weight. I just eat and relax. I like to go to all the restaurants that I've, you know, heard of in the area and just relax.
Yes. And I'm sorry, guys, if we have a little bit of background noise. I'm trying to work on that right now. I don't know what it is exactly, but if you can ignore that and pay attention to the sound of my voice.
I don't hear it, so maybe they don't hear it either because I don't hear anything.
I hear it, and I see someone in the chat room is saying they hear it, but I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know what that is. I can honestly say that. It's not in my studio, and I don't think it's in yours. So I don't know what's going on, but, you know, it's probably a technical difficulty. But I also
I don't hear anything. Okay.
Yeah, I totally hear it. So I'm sorry, guys, if you're getting a little bit of background noise. But you know what? If you pay attention to the sound of my voice and to Lola's voice, we'll lead you to the promised land.
Is it bad? Is it that bad?
It's very quiet. Somewhere back there. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know. Maybe it's – I don't know what that is. But, guys, we've been on break for like a week. Did you miss us? I hope you missed this. It does sound like a TV, just to let you know. It does sound like a TV, but I have no idea what it is. There's no TV on in my studio, so I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I'm in my living room, but there's no TV on.
Yeah, so I have no idea what it is. But, oh, my gosh, I missed you guys on vacation. I feel like I've been gone for, like, a month.
Yeah, it does seem like a long time.
It really, really does. I don't know. It just really feels like that. But, oh, well, I'm back now. So I'm sorry if you all missed me, but I'm back now. I'm here to make you all happy. So today's topic is vacation booty. I thought that would make you all happy. Vacation booty.
That's cute.
I like the sound of it. Vacation booty. What we are talking about today is this, because I had the joy of talking to quite a few people while I was in Vegas, and you know how the saying goes, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Yes.
And I've done some things in Vegas that I do not want to come out of Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell,
you're
I've done
bad
some
girl.
Things. Ooh. I've been a bad girl in a lot of cities. There's some cities when I walk back in, I'm like, ooh, I am so embarrassed to have to walk back in here right now.
Oh my goodness.
Do they still recognize me? Do I still look the same? So, but we always talk about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But it got me to thinking. It seriously got me thinking. What about, you know, and you men are really guilty of this. I'm not saying just men, because as women like me who think like guys, we're guilty of this too. When the cat's away, the mouse plays. So, yeah, I mean, let's just really be honest on this one. When the cat's away, the mouse plays. And even with my other, I can take separate vacations. And what happens in whatever separate city I happen to be in stays in that separate city.
Oh, do you really feel that way?
Well, let's find out if everyone else feels that way. I like to think it does. I try to keep it that way. It's not always exactly true, but sometimes it's pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I have been known to be naughty. But you all already know I'm naughty, but I've been known to be a little naughty. And I'm sure there's a few people listening right now. It's like, yeah, you were naughty. I have moments of being naughty, and Vegas is not the only reason why I'm naughty. I'm just naturally naughty anyway. So,
yeah,
I'm a naturally naughty girl. And look at me telling them my business right here on the radio. We might have to take a break on that one.
Yeah, I have to say, I've had my share of fun in Vegas also, so.
I always have the most
places.
Fun when I'm in Vegas. So, I tell you what, everybody, I am so looking forward to chatting with you. And because I'm just getting back from my vacation and just getting together, I'm literally just sitting here looking for what I'm supposed to play right now, because I'm supposed to be playing some Dollhouse radio announcements, because you know what? We're supposed to pay some bills while we're up here. I think it might be a good idea to pay a little bills, but when we come back, this is what we're going to talk about. These are my three questions to everyone. Does vacation booty count? And I want you to really think about it. Does vacation booty count? And of course, we know that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what if you're, like, in Minnesota? And I just recently found, like, a card from somewhere in somebody's suitcase, and we ain't going to name no names, but I'm like, I didn't go there with you, but I'm going to leave it alone. Or, I mean, when you're away and you're not, like, on vacation with that person, is this your proverbial break, and is it okay to do whatever you want to do? I'm curious. I want to know. So, tell you what, I'm going to let everyone else talk, because I know I have talked y'all to death already. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to say a few things. And me and Lola are going to give you just a few minutes to think about it for a second. But for a quick minute, we're gonna go out to Angela, who's going to take us to our Dollhouse radio announcements, because we got some things to tell y'all about what's going on. And we got some really good announcements coming up. So take it away, Angela.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Please email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Come celebrate 6 years in online radio with us as we turn up for anniversary week, Monday, July 20th through Sunday, July 26th. Enjoy special guests on all of our shows and much more. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now, I can fuck shit up again until the dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Tell you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit squad, walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bucks McDonald, all these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stones, that cost a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem.
Woo!
Hitting bands fast is part of my routine, yeah.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I ball the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Way when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger. I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. Ball for these big rings.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in the cemetery. A ball's been it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you could catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play like, nigga, turn your shit down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cops are going to your damn beast to drive. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money.
You would think I play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring. Ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring. Ball for these big ring.
I have to admit, I totally love Busta Rhymes. Sorry about that, guys. What do you think about that?
It was cool. That song?
It was interesting. I don't know. I think it's going to have to, like, really, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it's a little old-schoolish, I think.
It might be, but just to let you all know, that is Busta Rhymes, and that was, let's see, that was Split Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun, and it was called Big Rings. And I thought I'd play it because, you know what, I'm a humongous fan of Busta Rhymes. I like working out to Busta Rhymes. It's one of my favorite things. But let's get back to the question at hand. So for everybody listening, I want to say this really quick because we have so many callers right now, and I really want to I want to get you all on the air, and whenever you're ready to call in, because right now most of you are listening, but whenever you're ready to call in, all you have to do is press 1. And for those of you who don't know, the number is. I'm sorry, I got to say this a bit. I had to laugh because I'm also reading the chat room, just to let you know. I am in 3 places at once, and I do everything at once. But the number is 646-595-4038. And if you want to chat with us live, all you have to do is press 1. And if you don't want to chat with us live, all you have to do is join the live chat room. And trust me, I see everything you say, and I will mention you. So if you don't want to go by your real name, it's all right. So our manager just said, that is that old school, but I can tell you you didn't like it, Sierra. Okay, I liked it somewhat. It was all right. It's not really my thing, but you know what?
It's outdated. Didn't it seem like, it seemed like 90s to me. Like
it was different. It was not our usual thing. We just thought we'd do something a little bit different, but that's all right. That's all right. I got to say hi to Sweet Pea in the chat room real quick. Hello, Sweet Pea. We got Alan Stewart in the chat room. Hello, Alan Stewart. And a few other people, but I don't have my glasses on. Oh, we got Jeff Jones in there. Oh, we got a few people in there. And we got people from all over the United States talking to us tonight. So I'm going to pose this question to you all really, really quickly one more time. And before our next break, first of all, I want to hear it from you, Lola, and I'm going to say it one more time for those of you who didn't know what the question was. And thank you, Alan Stewart. Thank you, and a hello back to you too, honey bunny. Today's episode is about vacation booty. Does it count? Because I know me. I'm going to give my personal opinion on this, and I don't usually do this. I don't usually take sides. But I don't think vacation booty counts if you only have it once. If you only have it once, you know, you get that memorable vacation booty that you will never see or hear from. You know, you get that maid or whatever, that person that you don't even know their real name. As long as you don't bring anything home, I'm like, it doesn't really count. But that's me, because everyone knows I think like a guy. I think like a guy. Now, from a girl's point of view, I might be wrong, but I think vacation booty does not count. But if every time you go out of town you're going to have vacation booty, we might have to have a conversation. And that is my comment on that. So I want to know your comment on it.
Well, you know what? I feel like we should experience our vacation booty together. You know, if we're going to have fun, we're going to have fun together.
That's
just me. And also, it just depends on the relationship. You treat people how you want to be treated. If you're not going to have a problem with it, I don't think, you know, if you want to do it, then you shouldn't have a problem if the other person does it also. So it has to be across the board.
I totally agree with you. I think it should be across the board. If you don't have a problem with it, then I don't have a problem with it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But and most of you all know, because I've talked about this quite often, that I do the same with my other half, where we have a separate vacation, and then we have a vacation together. So what I do on my vacation, what he does on his personal vacation, is none of my damn business. I really don't care, as long as it doesn't come home. And that's just my thing.
And I think as long as the couple agrees on that, that's perfectly fine. But I like, with my side, we like to experience our vacation booties together.
You know, that's actually kind of cool, experience your vacation. That way, you know what, there is no hard feelings being experienced together. You know, CP is telling us, he's in the chat room, and he's telling us the phones are acting a little strange today. They might be acting a little bit strange today because there have been a little bit of changes in the in our computer system. So if for some reason you're not getting in, just keep calling back. Trust me, I am here, and I'll be waiting for you. I'm thinking, let's go ahead and answer some of these phone calls. So I'm going to start off with, let me see. I'm starting from the bottom up, guys. I'm doing it differently. Usually I start from the top to the bottom, and now I'm going bottom up. So that sounded kind of dirty, didn't it? It just hit me. I'm like, ooh, that's a little dirty. Okay. start off with, let's see, I have a 702 number here. 702-272, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you? This is Star.
Well, hello, Star. Oh, you know what? Talking about vacation booty.
Yeah.
Vacation booty, guys. We just met in Vegas. That's it.
Yeah.
Star, if you tell everyone your name, tell us what you think.
Well, I think that we all have one life. We should definitely live it to the fullest as long as we have an agreement upon each other and we know, like, what, you know, an agreement, and we are okay with each other. And at the end of the night, you're coming back home to me. There's nothing else, you know what I mean, said, left, or gone, whatever, you know, whatever you do, you do what you do, which is, you know, I'm number one. That's all that really matters. And as long as I'm having fun, you're having fun, we have one life, and that's going to make the relationship last a whole lot longer, too, in life, you know? So, and I think it'll bring someone closer together if you guys really wanted to try something different and everything. But I also wanted to say, girl, you were still looking good at the ball when I saw you, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely have to say, it was totally
nice to meet
you.
I was my champagne partner when I was hanging out all by myself.
Yeah.
Someone found me at the bar. Oh, my God. You know, well, all y'all know, you can always find me at the bar with a bottle of champagne. Am I right?
Yes, indeed. Oh. And I definitely like to post with you. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you so much for calling in. And oh my gosh, we have a girl caller today. Woohoo!
Really good point. That was a really good point. It's, you only have one life to live, and if everybody is in agreement, then it should be all good. It's, you know, no deception behind it. So
you know, cool. I'm really big on that. There shouldn't be, and I agree with Star, and I also agree with Lola, there shouldn't be any deception. It should be, you know, it should be kind of a, and sometimes it's like a hidden rule. You kind of know it, but you don't actually say it out loud, but you all both know.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like the Vegas rule. We know, we don't have to speak about it, you know.
Yeah.
As long
yeah.
as you don't bring anything home.
Exactly.
As long as it looks.
Unless that's a part of the
deal.
Too.
Okay. You know how we are. Ellen Stewart is like, you're a champagne girl, huh? I thought you were more of a wine chick. Oh, you haven't been on the scene long enough, have you? Star,
yeah.
thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? You got to listen to us more and call in more often. We'd love to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me join. And absolutely, I love your topic so far. And it's awesome that I had a chance to be a part of this. So thank you.
Love it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
We have one more call. Oh, well, we have a dozen more callers, so we're going to try to get to every one of y'all for a few minutes here before we go to our next break. But right now I'm looking at, let me see, area code 405-365. Are you there? Uh-oh, it seems like I'm having problems with the board right now. Ooh, there we are, 405-365. Are you there?
Hello, Sierra. Hello, Lola.
Hi. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Now,
I love to hear that. I like it when everybody is awesome. We have a song about that. It's called Everybody's Awesome. I'm sorry. I had to go there. I'm terrible. I had to go there. I saw the Lego movie. I'm sorry. Tell us what you think.
I love now it's awesome. Vacation sex is just that, okay? As long as
mm-hmm.
two parties are willing, get after it. You've
yeah.
got a golf course, you got a casino, you got the mountains, you got whatever is in the sky.
Yeah,
I think so too. I mean, Well, you have, well, that's just Vegas. I mean, like, sometimes I go other places by myself.
I mean,
but I'm not gonna tell if
you can't find another, willing partner, then, self-pleasure is same thing, enjoyable.
So basically, just have fun on your vacation. Just do you.
You always have fun. Because you're getting away.
I think we should always have, like, as much fun as you possibly can, because that's what vacation is about, so that when you come back, you are happy, happy, happy. You are literally singing, what is it called? Because I'm happy. But you don't want to be too happy.
You're happy, and you know it.
Yeah, you
don't want to,
your dude
was
like, oh, she really got
to
put her
hands. I'm happy
down.
And I know it. Clap your hands.
Like, tell it, you don't want to be like that.
Yeah, you don't want to come back too happy, but you want to, I always say, have a great time on vacation, just don't take too many pictures.
Yeah.
Keep your pictures very vague.
Yeah. I mean, like your vacation, the best thing, Sierra, is if you're going to take pictures, make it all about food that you digest and not the other encounters that happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. And that's the one thing. I think the problem is that sometimes people want to keep souvenirs of what they've done. Have fun, but when you never, and I agree with everyone in the chat room, don't ever take pictures of your conquests. By the way, the chat room is completely blowing up. So, guys, if you want to join the chat room, I'm totally paying attention. But they're like, never take pictures of conquests. You're absolutely right. And in my younger days, and I totally will not throw these away, but I don't know if you saw, there was a movie a long time ago about a girl who was a groupie who took pictures of all of the rock star dicks that she fucked.
Oh, wow.
It was a long time ago. It was about 15, 20 years ago. It was a comedy. It wasn't real. But I kind of have that photo album.
Oh, wow.
But there's no faces in it. There's absolutely no faces in it. It's just my memories. So, but I don't take pictures anymore. I don't take selfies. I don't take pictures or any of that. But I think, what you do, whatever you're going on and what you're doing, as long as it's away and not in your other half's face, is okay and cool. And I know most people, a lot of married people will not agree with this, but sometimes you need to have that little bit of fun on the side so you come back and appreciate what you really have.
No, that's true. That's true.
I think sometimes you need a little bit of strange to appreciate what you really got. So, because that strange ain't gonna make you a sandwich in the morning and make sure that you're okay when you have a cold. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Let's be real.
Oh yeah. Now, as long as you have a open relationship with the significant other, then it's pretty much all fair, and
it's all fair.
As long as you wear
a rubber suit, we're all good.
Both parties and 3, 4, 5, 6 parties are understanding and have the same openness, then it's all good.
It is. It really is. I just being it's summer, we're being happy, so let's talk about it. So thank you so much for calling in. It's so nice to hear everyone's opinion. Everyone's so happy about the subject. I didn't realize how many of you all have some fun on vacation. I thought it was just me.
It's one of those things. You got to do it.
I'm learning a few things tonight. Well, darling, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you continue to call in and listen to us.
Danke.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller before we go to break real quick. And let's see. Yeah, our board is running really, really slow. So we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to go to a quick break. So let's see. We have area code 708. Are you there? 708-560, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Well, hello. Can you tell everybody who you are, even though I know your voice, so I know who you are.
this is Adrian over at Chicago. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, hi.
Look, he's got the sexy voice on. You hear that, Lola?
I do.
Say it again.
Come
on, say it again.
Good evening, ladies. This is Adrian over at Chicago. How are you doing tonight?
You realize I made him blush through the phone. I can feel you blushing through the phone.
I can too. I can see
you. You do? He's blushing through the phone right now.
Y'all catch me off guard.
I'm sorry. Okay, tell us what you think, honey bunny.
Ooh, that is maybe I'm just raised differently, but I never thought of like taking a vacation without the significant other or whatnot. I'm just flashing back to like a stand up of Eddie Murphy where he's talking about his wife it was like Eddie Murphy's Raw, and he's wondering what will happen when his wife goes to Jamaica, and they're just thinking this swinging his cock around. So like, oh, where you met? Well, such a lovely woman here. You're coming here to this place. Yeah. And like, oh, I'm just here by myself. My husband back at home in the States. Like, oh. And she comes home super happy.
Yeah.
Super happy. And like, And there's that trust issue. If that conversation is not met, like, I'm glad you mentioned, like, if you don't have that conversation, yeah, that can be a problem. And that stuff usually bites people back on the butt when you have the traveling businessman and the wife finds out, like, oh, you were getting some on the side when you're on a business trip, huh? And that stuff can be bit right back at you if they do it on the low and they don't share that with their partner. So I can understand, like, hey, you have that agreement. So once that agreement's there, like, that's cool. If you don't, then you're just being sneaky, and that stuff will come back and bite you eventually. So
seriously, you promise that? Because I might have to stop. Damn it. Now I'm going to have to be a good girl.
Well, it actually has to be an understanding. Like Sierra said earlier, even if it's something, you know your partner. So even if it's something that you don't talk about all the time, you know what the other partner feels about certain things. So even if it's a unspoken rule, you know if it's okay or if it's not. So you definitely have to know that. Or are you taking a chance on ruining everything? So that's...
There's nothing worse than ruining your relationship on some little 5-minute fling, especially if you don't even know her name, you know. And that's why you don't like keep the key, and
don't have any incriminating evidence.
Make sure before you go home, you really empty your suitcase, okay?
Take the back
everything.
Do not
condom behind.
Do not upload it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or
Facebook about how good a time you had. Because, you know, some of y'all get a little happy, you get tipsy, you start uploading stuff on Instagram, and she's in the background.
Yeah, that's true. It may not even be you. It might be the other person. Like, what's his name?
He's hooking up on some strange girl in the background where you're taking an Instagram of your face. And all of a sudden, his wife is like, who the fuck is that bitch?
So, exactly.
Yeah, you have to be real careful.
No,
I didn't even think about that, but you're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, my God.
Like,
you too. What got me laughing.
What was the rule say? Like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Like, what happens on vacation stays in vacation.
On vacation.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't bring
there
that home.
Sometimes you have to sterilize your bag before you come back. Be like, you know, I need these things clean before I go home.
Yeah.
I got you laughing so hard. He's at work and he's laughing this hard. You know what I mean. You know, the cologne stays in the clothes for a while.
Yeah.
Airplane doesn't get out cologne. Or perfume, for that matter.
No, the guys have to be tight with it. The women are a little more cautious than guys. Sometimes guys are a little sloppy.
Guys, I hate to tell y'all this, but we're better liars than you are. Mm-hmm. We're way better liars than you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adrian,
I will have to
concur
about that.
Yeah, we're better liars. Adrian, thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my gosh, we've got so many people to get to, but I'm going to take
thank
a short break because you all have me laughing so freaking hard that my jaws hurt. And, you know, you can take that in a dirty way like you want, and I'm going to imagine it that way. But in the meantime, damn it, somebody changed my thing. In the meantime, I'm just going to go, I can smile because I'm cool like that.
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen Bee the chocolate taps on my rap. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Simp baby crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. He gets a change of smile, so I say hi. Understood, yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let border get loose. I took him to all the beaches like you. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Tim playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
I got crew kids, 7 and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bends a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tape from the Brooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find a bug in a box of fades. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
Da-da, dun, 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 dun. Oh, damn, the music went off, didn't it?
Yeah,
no, I knew y'all. I'm just playing. Guys, you are listening to The Down Low, and I'm your host, Sierra Devi, and with me is my big buxom and beautiful next door. I like to call you the girl next door because you're so much the girl next door. Lola Lane, she's the girl you want to live next door to. You would be cool like that if you lived next door to her. But I just wanted to say we are having a great time tonight, and I'm so glad to be back here on Dollhouse Radio and to finally be off vacation because I feel like I've been gone forever.
I know.
And does it feel, it really feels like it's been a month. I feel like it's been a month.
It does. It feels like it's been a long time.
It really does. I just want to say very quickly, I'm looking at everybody in the chat room. Hello, everyone in the chat room. If someone's like, Ndea, you try to crack me up. That would be not Ndea. That's probably James Acevedo. Not Ndea, but us. he takes on her name sometimes. See, that's his alter personality. We're just waiting for him to get an address. Okay, so he's going to hate me for that one. On that note, guys, you know what? If you want to join in this conversation, and we'd love it when you join our conversation, the number is 646-595-4038. And all you have to do is press 1. Let me tell you that one more time. 646-595-4038 and press 1 to join the conversation. And if you don't want to be up here, all you have to do is join the chat room live, and you don't have to use your real name. We're okay with that. But I will tell you this, I'm always in the chat room and I'm always paying attention. So if you say something really crazy, I'm going to mention it. Just wanted to let you know that. And our topic today, for those who have just joined us, I noticed a few have just joined us. And by the way, Dietrich, hello. our topic today is vacation booty. Does it really count? I mean, just because what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, what about if you're in, like, Minnesota? Does that stay there, too? And does it really count in your relationship? Personally,
it definitely should stay wherever it is. It should stay there, just Vegas.
We should stay wherever the fuck it is. And if you're doing, okay, there are some places that, honestly, I've seen the girls there. Please keep it there. I don't even want to know about it. And I'm not even jealous. I just don't want to know. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's Minnesota, and I'm not saying it's Arizona, and I'm not saying it's Alaska, okay? There's some places I just don't want to know about. Oh, my gosh. Okay, on that note, okay, hey, Marcelo, unfortunately, I don't speak Spanish. He's in our chat room. You know what? I'm going to take our favorite fan. And he is sitting here in the chat room so patiently. So, 352-205, how are you, darling?
I'm doing good.
There you are.
I'm doing good.
Can you tell
everybody
who you are?
It's Joseph Tanner, beautiful, naughty Sierra, and beautiful, naughty Lola Lane.
Hi,
hello, honey bunny.
Miss you. I miss you both.
Aww. Really? So it feels so great to be missed.
Yes, I was even on your topic. Naughty booty, is it? You said?
Vacation booty. Have you ever had booty just because you were on vacation? Vacation booty.
Not.
You never had vacation booty?
I think it's
always an opportunity to have strange.
Yes.
But if you did, if you had a girlfriend and you went away on vacation, would you think it was okay for you to, you know, live it up a little?
If I was single, yes. Or if those were single, yes. Okay,
so you're not going to use the vacation as an excuse. You don't want to do that. Okay.
In fact, I prefer just having a dream about it is a lot better. If you can't make it on vacation, I prefer.
You're just way too sweet.
And dreams are really good.
Having a dream about vacation, sex, and booty, especially with you two lovely, naughty ladies.
Oh, that would be a wonderful dream, I'm sure. You have the most fun in dreams sometimes.
Well, you know, the great thing about dreams is... Oh, I've forgotten what I was going to say. There is a great thing about dreams. You know what? They're dreams. I do like a good dream. You know, sometimes I try to, but I like to make dreams reality. I'm all about making my dream reality.
Well, but the reason I chose you because I prefer having dreams with beautiful black women porn stars like you, retired or not.
Yes, you don't have to. She doesn't have to be retired in your dreams.
Yeah, in your dreams, like in your dreams, I'm still 110 pounds.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going with that.
In your dreams,
I'm 110 pounds.
Doesn't matter. You're still
never
beautiful.
110 pounds, but
it doesn't matter.
I think I've never been under
so
130
beautiful.
In my life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
anyway,
so
I know
much.
You got more calls coming, so I'll let you
know. We
all
do, but Jacob, you
them.
Know how much we always love having you call. We look forward to seeing you
thank
call.
You.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. Good night.
Night. I want to make sure that I don't do this the wrong way, but I have, someone has been waiting for a while. Area code 757. I don't even know where that is. 757-256, are you there?
Yep.
Hello.
How you doing?
Tell me your name and where are you calling from?
Dietrich, how you doing, Sierra and Lola?
Hello.
Hi, Dietrich.
Me again, yeah.
Did you change your number or something? I didn't recognize it.
I just say number. You got too many numbers in your face to figure out who's who.
That must be it. Sorry. Oh, my God. Look, he's calling me out now. Damn it. You're supposed to leave it in Vegas.
God damn it.
You're getting a house.
Yeah. But,
okay, that wasn't from me. That was from James. So, okay.
I know. Jay, we talk on. So, Jay.
DJ, what do you think about our topic tonight?
Shoot. As you all know, I always got a story for something, but I ain't going to take too much time up. But vacation booty.
No, we want to hear a story.
Lord, here we go. Here we go.
Hear a story. I just opened a bottle. I'm sitting down. I want to hear this story. And you know what? We will wait for this story.
Yeah, because we are the best.
Yeah, well, see, I'm
going to
make it
over time to listen to your story.
Well, I'll make it short and sweet. I'll make it short and sweet. When I was married, I just go out on the bike week in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, like every year with my friends. And like, it's like women everywhere. People come from all over, just go down there, sit the bikes and wild out.
Yeah, I've seen the booties.
Everybody's cute.
I've seen more booties on bikes there. Damn,
exactly.
Stuff I've never worn outside of a
yeah,
whole
so,
club in a blue light.
Yep, exactly. So, that's like everybody's excuse to, do what they want to do and then, go back home and like see nothing happen. So It's like 2 years straight I went down there. I hooked up with the same woman that, she's like always there. So we hooked up both times.
How did you do that for 2 years straight and didn't have her number?
You know what? That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
She was probably a bike club, and the bike club was always down there. So you know, I came across her by accident because she actually
I've done the same thing. I just wanted him to know that I've done the same thing.
Yeah, because she actually picked me up initially. You know, hollering at me.
I bet he looked for someone particular. I'd be like, I saw him last year. I hope he's here this year. It's damn.
Then we hooked up a second year, and then I followed her, and we did the thing. So the next time we went down there, my wife wanted to come. So I was like, she wanted to come. So I said, you know what? Okay, we go. We went down there, you know, ran into her again. This time, you know, my wife kind of like came over and was like, who is this? You know, I'm trying to explain who she is. It's a friend of mine I know from such. So my wife.
Honestly, we're not going to let you short us on this story. How did you explain who she was?
I just told her it was a friend I met a year before that was showing me her bike, which I was being honest. That's how it initially started off. That's how it initially started off anyway. And then just kind of like ran with
it. It was really a lie. You just didn't tell everything.
No. So what the twist was my wife is bisexual. So my wife was actually interested in the girl. And she was like, you know, hey, would she be interested if I messed around with her and you know, we try to if she down, we'd do a three way. So, you know, I kinda like, you know, I had to play a role like I never did that with the girl before. I was like, oh, I don't know. You sure you want to do that? You know, I had to play the instant role like hard. Like, you sure you want to do that?
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, okay, this was all pretty good. Okay, let me see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she talked to the girl, you know, everything. She put me to the side. She was like, first of all, she didn't know I was married. So but then at that time, couldn't find out she bisexual too. So I was like, well, damn, this is new to me. I didn't know you was like that either. So... make a long story short,
we out and have some fun without you.
No, this is the crazy part about it. They went and did their thing, and then called me in to join them. And my wife started getting suspicious when the girl started doing things like she done before. I don't know how y'all women think. But she kind of picked up, like, my wife's kind of like, hold up, how does she know how to do, only I know how to do, you know, I guess she started putting, the kind of like, trying to piece up together and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to play a role where, I don't know, maybe she just naturally just knows stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know.
The lady knew what you like. Wow.
So, yeah, so my wife started thinking, like, hold up, how does she know what you like when, you know, y'all, just friends, y'all didn't mess around like that. And I was like, well, I don't know, maybe she just knew.
Oh, she's
you know, some women know guys.
She's just natural. She just knows how to
do it. Yeah, that's what I had to say. And my wife was like, okay. Let's have that. So, you know, that was it.
So you got away with it. It's cool. Okay.
I ended up confessing to her later on in the line. Anyway, mm-hmm. when we you know we had one of them little heart-to-hearts like years later about things we done. In the past, I ended up bringing it up, and then, you know, it came out eventually on my own mouth. You know, she didn't stop, but I actually told her, like, this is what happened. So,
was that
but, you know, that was...
when you had a little too much to drink and you actually told the truth?
Yeah, we just told, like, hey, this is what it is. You know, hey, don't hide it now. But, you know,
you fucked her too, so you can't get mad at me, so...
exactly. You cheated too, goddammit. So,
yeah, you guys have the same taste, huh? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, and that taught me something. Exactly. So that taught me something right there. And then from that, and honestly, from that day forward, that actually enhanced our sex life. So we was, like, doing shit like crazy years later. We was doing all kinds of stuff. We was threesomes, like, blood but nothing throughout the marriage.
Because
that opened the door. Because I knew she was bisexual, but I didn't know.
And you're still married, though.
No.
See, that is...
I mean, not now. Not currently, no. Not now. It's divorced. We've been divorced for about 3 years, but we still are the best as friends.
And still walking. See, you just ruined it for me. Single for the rest of my life.
I mean, it was other issues in the marriage that caused the marriage to fail. But sexuality and romance was not a factor. That was never a factor. It was other things. So I can honestly say that, you know, our sex drive and our romance was not a factor in our marriage failing. It was the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, most relationships, the reason why they break up is not the sex thing. It's usually money and other things. It's usually not sex. Sex is what keeps you together in the first place. You're like, damn.
Yeah, because, you know, I had no reason to go out.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, because, I mean, for us, I mean, I had no reason to go out and cheat. Because if I wanted to go deal with a woman, I'd say, hey, babe, you know, I'm interested in this female. What do you think? And then she might be like, yeah or nay, you know. So it wasn't like I had no reason to go out and do something with somebody else because I could just ask.
Yeah,
there was no, like, all this people got to hide in the bushes for, you know. No, I had to do all that. So, but, you know, vacation booty.
Cool.
Yeah, but everybody had my personal experience and my friends, you know, they usually go on vacation purposely. They have a plan out. They like, okay, I'm going to go out here, buy some condoms, I'm going to fuck as many women as I can, and then come at home and play the racial role like nothing happened. You know, they plan it out. And sometimes they might get the stalkers that end up blowing their phone up because they had fell in love or end up getting somebody pregnant, and they got to explain how the hell you got a baby and you just went to goddamn California for a short period of time.
That's true. I know guys that plan all year to go to the Dominican Republic, you know, a group of boys, guys that do it every year. It's about 20 guys, and they save their money all year long.
Hedonism is Jamaica. But I am not taking my man. When I go to hedonism, what happens in hedonism stays in hedonism.
But you got, you know.
When I do finally go,
You got guys that plan it out. Like I had one, my best friend, 13 years. When he go out of town, he actually planned on, like, he didn't treat the woman like that's his girlfriend. He asked her what bills she needed to be paid. He wine and dine her, and like that's his girlfriend for that weekend. He actually does this every year.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's really why I brought this up, because I'm the type of girl, like, and this is just me personally, and I don't know, Lola, if you ever do this, too, because I was telling you, Lola is the girl next door where I'm, like, the naughty girl next door. I'm going to break your freaking heart, and I'm not even going to be nice about it. I'm gonna be like, well, you know, I'm also fucking him, too, so you need to make a choice. I'm not making the choice.
God damn it.
I am wrong like that. I'm a dog. But I've always said, like, if I'm hanging out with someone, but the whole time I'm hanging out on vacation, I'm just like, well, yeah, he's paying for everything, because I still like to think I can grow on that. But, you know, my whole point of doing that is because I'm putting out. So you need to pay for all of this, and you treat me, you know. This is a lifestyle I live all the time, so.
Yeah.
That's how
I see it.
You need to do me like I do.
I see it.
You know, I would have a problem with the guy playing the whole girlfriend thing. Just do what you do and move on. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if you did somebody else the next day, but that one that you're going to keep with you for the whole weekend, like one, no, I wouldn't like that. Now, you can do 3 or 4 every day, but one for the whole weekend? No, that's making her feel too special.
We're talking dinner, you're taking me out and all that, and I'll pretend like I'm your girlfriend for that minute.
So you're saying that because it can escalate.
I totally forget who you are.
See, Lola's saying that.
Like, who are you?
See, Lola's saying that because that opens the door for it to develop into something else.
Yes.
I understand 100%.
It's like, oh, who are you? Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, so now you just walk past person like, who is this?
Here,
I don't remember you.
But that's you.
The man that bought you presents, names on there, thing. I don't know who you are. You need to buy me this.
I don't have no girl trying to find his number, trying to Google search him and see where he really lives, and
of sending letters in the mail.
Everybody
should know what it is. It is what it is, and we going
it
home
is
afterwards.
What it is.
Damn right.
That's what it is. There are no strings attached. Yes. And Star is saying the same thing. It is what it is. There's no string attached. And after that, I mean, literally, I feel like this. Once it's over, it's over. I your number's not even in my phone anymore. And if I ever see you again, I'll be like, shoot, what's your name?
You're terrible. You're terrible.
I'm not going to lie, and all my friends know this, and Lola, you know this about me. You've known this about me for, like, what, 20 years? I think like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, so what's your name? I've done movies with people where I get up, and I'm like, so what's your name again?
Mm-hmm. Somebody will get you one day.
Remember that?
Somebody will get you one day. Somebody will get your attention one day.
I've had it happen to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember you. I'm like, that's all right. That's cool.
Damn.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, man.
Because I'm cool like that. Except for I've never had a guy really like do that to me. But most of them are like, I don't remember your name either. My question is, did I have a glass of champagne in my hand that night? Then you didn't expect me to remember your name.
Damn. You got to make a laugh.
You
gotta leave a note.
Oh my goodness! It gets kind of sloppy, though.
You're not saying that long. You can't leave a note.
You gotta leave a note. I mean, some people come across and leave a lasting impression that you cannot forget. Even though you might be a one night thing, you're not gonna forget that person.
Yes, I've had
those
experiences.
I have not forgotten for a couple of years, and then I forgot, but. I did not know.
That's true. Those lasting impressions are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that good, but don't ask me what their name was. So,
Damn.
I'm gonna go like this. James, who are you again? I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Oh man.
Teacher,
it's so nice to talk to you. I'm so glad you called in.
Okay.
We always love you to hear from you.
We do.
The best story all the time.
In the chat room.
Yeah, Lola, you need to be on here more because you be disappearing.
I know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down.
I love my girl.
I ain't gonna try to go to jail. No. I ain't going to jail. No. No. Sierra, you're always here, so I can talk to you, at will.
I'm the host. I'm always going to be here. Without me, there's no show.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there. You weren't there last week. Last week, you were gone.
And there was no show. Did you notice
there was
no show?
Oh, yeah. God damn it. No show.
There's no party.
That's right.
I thought you hit the slots. I thought you won some money. I'm like, oh, she didn't cancel the show. She didn't want to hit it big.
I'm going to tell you why. Dedrick, I love you to death. I'm going to let you go here real quick, but I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you how you can find me when I'm not here, and you can always find me. So, Dedrick, I love you, but if you don't see me here on the down low, you can always find me because I'm almost always on Periscope, and I Periscope absolutely every freaking thing, just to let everyone know. I'm also on Instagram, and you can find me by my name, Sierra Devi. I am the only Sierra Devi. It's SierraDevi, and you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can definitely, matter of fact, after we get off this show, you're going to find me on Periscope, and I Periscope live constantly.
She is literally everywhere. So.
I'm literally everywhere. So if we're not here, you can find me somewhere else. I'm also on Facebook, and I also have my own website, which is sierrasecret.com. And when I'm feeling all wholesome, you can find me on brownbarbie.com, which is awesome. But I have a lot of websites, but I'm literally everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
It is so terrible, isn't it? Lola, where can we find you?
I'm feeling so bad because, it's just those two things that Twitter, Lola Lane, XXX, and My Central Secrets on Instagram.
You can even find me on Pinterest or whatever. You can find me there, too.
Oh, my goodness. I really need to catch up. I need a social media coach.
We gotta get you out there, because I'm always everywhere. And then you can also find me every Monday. Every Monday, because we have now changed format, you can always find me every Monday on Sammy's Cocktail Hour. I'm her co-host, and all we do is drink and talk. So one of my favorite things to do. So find me on Monday. Join me next Monday on Sammy's Cocktail Hour at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern, and I don't know, but I think it's like 11 p.m. Pacific time. But
you guys are drinking early?
Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's our motto.
Okay, that's true.
We start drinking early in the morning, and we talk about everything. But on that note, this was really fun. Thank you for my welcome back. And Lola, I'm so glad you were here with me.
Yeah, that's good.
I just want to say, someone said, when do you ever feel wholesome? I'm always wholesome, honey. But, I don't
when
think
she's on Brown Barbie.
Yeah, that's my Brown Barbie. When I'm feeling wholesome, I go on Brown Barbie. But you can find me everywhere. I'm all over the net. And if you can't find me, all you have to look up is Sierra Divine. And because I'm the only girl who has that name, you'll never find another girl with my name. Guys, I love you, and it was so much fun hanging out with you, and so much fun being back. And Lola, thank you for coming back and hanging out with me. I missed you.
I missed you too, sweetie.
We have to do this every other weekend. On that note, we're going to take you out with a little bit of something that I like, and I hope you don't mind, but I do like Maroon 5, so I'm taking you out with Maroon 5, and She Will Be Loved.